sublime.
Reach out and touch the Lord
as He goes by. Amen. I like that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're coming before You tonight in the lovely name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. That's our confidence tonight and our prayer, Lord, that each and every one, Lord, would be in a place with You, connected with You, communing with You, Lord, and in that place of fellowship, in that place of communion, even right now, Lord, find that every need is met, Lord, all of our desires, all of our needs, Lord, even as the Scriptures, as it says, He's given to us all things pertaining to life and godliness through the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, just, we love You. We love Your presence. We love Your word to us in this hour, Lord. And just again, as we hum these melodies and sing these words, Lord, would you grant that tonight? Each one a touch. Each one, Lord, even just the theme of the song service, Lord, and even on my heart earlier, Lord, just to see us. Lord, I know I need it. I think all of us do, Lord, that a new touch, Lord. Lord, a fresh, Lord, that oil and wine, that wine of stimulation, Lord, and revelation, Lord, and the oil of Your Holy Spirit, Lord, just a fresh batch of that tonight, Lord, each one of us, I pray. Stir up our hearts, Lord, into just a deep, deep love affair. Lord, that truly, as we behold You, as the song says, the things of this earth would just go strangely dim. That everything else would become shadows in the light of You. Grant it, Father, we ask. Our confidence is in You, Lord. Our eyes are on You tonight. Would You minister to each heart, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. Musicians, appreciate you. Everyone. God bless you. Missed a few services. So it's always nice to be back with everybody. And the Lord is good. The Lord is faithful. He's good all the time. Amen. What an hour we live in. Does it feel like as the day goes on, the battles get a little more intense, and it seems like the distractions just hound us and cloud us more all the time. You know, hard to just sometimes break through, hard to get to that place where you can really be still and listen. And it's just that World War 17 kind of going off in the spiritual realms all around us. It feels like, that was just speaking to myself. My last week was like that. I just felt so scattered and distracted. And then by His grace, as we just transitioned to the new week and started waiting on the Lord, and He was there. So His grace is sufficient. And He giveth more grace, as the song says, and I'm just so thankful for that. I think more and more as the time goes on, we're going to experience, each one of us, that reality of His grace taking us to a plane in faith. And it's Him. You know, I look at Brother Branham, I love the testimonies of the bees and the bull. You know, both of those were, you could say, life and death situations. And he didn't have that switch that he could just flip. It was God that came in, and He says, oh, I wish I could always live in that place, that perfect love that he felt, being in control of that situation for that moment. That was grace. God came on the scene, and I believe more and more as we get closer, we're going to experience that, each one of us, His grace taking us over and doing that thing in us that only He can do. So, blessed be His name. Amen. Let's stand. We'll just open up with a scripture tonight in Acts chapter 1 to get started. Just, you know, things, of course, maybe that might sound familiar or look familiar, but I pray the Lord would just revive our hearts, stimulate us in these things. So let's start with Acts chapter 1, verse 1. It says, "The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began." So let's just hold that in our hearts. "Began both to do and to teach." Amen. You can be seated. And we know this book of Acts. What is it? It's the end of it. It doesn't have, what word is not in there? Amen. So we, us in this hour, I believe we're so blessed to be, as Brother Branham said, the greatest of all ages. If he could pick, what age do you want to be a part of? What age do you want to live in? It's this age. Think of it, that God is finishing up this great drama. What's unfolding before our very eyes. It's so great. It's so beautiful. And you're a part of it. Let's, God help us to just tune our hearts into this drama. Forget the, turn off the other channels. Turn off the news. Turn off the media, the other outlets. God, tune our hearts into this, what he's doing in this hour, this final act, if you will, that's taking place, and it's a, you're a part of it. We're not made, we're not supposed to be couch potatoes, but I would say, we'll say pew potatoes. We're not spectators, but we're actually in this cast, in this great drama that God's unfolding. So we'll just continue on with this thought. So again, that's just so word, those words are so beautiful to me, of all that Jesus began. So is he now, is it finishing time? Is it that time where he's finishing up what he started? We know, as Brother Branham taught, that fullness was in Christ, and now that same fullness is in where? It's in us, in his church. And is he now completing what he said he would do? Amen. I believe he is. So let's now turn over to Hebrews chapter 6, kind of the theme of where I really want to, well, we'll meditate on a lot of these things together, but this is kind of where I got started. Hebrews, in just in my heart, meditating on these things. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 1. Let me get there with you. So it says, "Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection." Do you believe that? Do you believe that we're called to that? Do you believe that's what he's doing in this hour? Let's just read on a little bit further. "Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God and of the doctrine of baptisms and laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this we will do, if God permit." So perfection. Let's just study that a little bit tonight. But again, weaving these things together again with this beautiful drama. What is God doing? What is he bringing to completion? What is he bringing to perfection in this hour? And are we a part of it? What an awesome thought. I love this. Brother Branham says here, this great drama, as he's does a much better job than I, but he says, this is from the Message, by the way, three kinds of believers. He says, "We're at the closing of the history of the world. The book is now being finished. The last line will be wrote across it someday and shall be closed up. Then time shall be no more. And there is a great drama being set, and angels..." Listen to that. Angels are standing over the skies watching. Lord, give us that perspective. Give us that vision. You know what a drama is. The actors are ready. You can see them acting. You can see the evil one acting. You can see the villain of the play, how he's come on the scene with his cunningness to deceive. But listen to this, please. This is awesome. He says, "You can also see the raptured church making herself ready." Did you catch that? You can also see, what did he say? The raptured church making herself ready. So, amen. Lord, again, at each one of us in our hearts, am I in that place, raptured, right now, caught up with you? Me and him alone, in a communion, in a love affair. What's he doing right now? What's he doing in us? Bringing us to this place of completion. We read Acts 1, all that Jesus began to do. Now what is he finishing? We just read in Hebrews 6, let us go on unto perfection, completion. That word sown, Isaiah 55, my word is going to accomplish. It's going to succeed. It's going to prosper in the thing that I sent it to you. And that's in each one of us, that word in received into our hearts, becoming manifested, materializing, producing nothing short of Jesus Christ again in his body, in his bride. What a drama. What a beautiful, beautiful story. Don't you love him? And just pray, Lord, pull us out of this dimension. Pull us out of the natural and just let us be so in tune with you, in love with you, with what you're doing in this age. So to just finish that up, let me go over that last paragraph one more time. He says, but you can also see the raptured church making herself ready. He says it's a great scene. You can see the presence of God vindicating and making the great drama that's foretold here in the Bible to act itself out. He says, what a time to live, the most glorious time. Men of all ages has longed for this time. The prophets of old longed to see this hour, but wasn't privileged. We're so blessed, brothers and sisters. Again, Lord, help us. Help me. Wake us up. Stir us up. Stir up our hearts. What are you doing right now? Am I in tune with you? This great drama unfolding. God, this final act, if you will, of his great drama. And it involves you. You're a part of it. He's doing this work in you. As Isaiah 61 verse 1 says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee in his glory. His glory is going to be seen upon us. What awesome realities. We have been chosen by his grace to be participators in this beautiful drama by his grace, bringing that church to place of perfection and completion. It's grace, and it's him alone doing it. Amen. God on display, that you, as Ephesians 1 says, that you might be to the praise of the glory of his grace. You, what he's done in you, what he's doing through you, all to the praise of the glory of his grace. Amen. In John 17, we know this. John 17, 23. How could we not talk about this? But I'm going to go over this. Actually, let's turn there first, and then I'll read it in a different translation, because I want to highlight that here. John 17. We could really read that, of course, the whole chapter, but we'll... All right. We'll just drop into verse 22. He says, and the glory which thou hast given me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, that's me, that's you. I love that. And thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. The world's going to know. That's awesome. This great union happening today. I believe that. God completing his work, perfecting his church, bringing us into that final state, cleaned out, cleaning out all the channels, that blood of Jesus Christ doing its work, bringing us to that finished state. Amen. What a beautiful thing. From the Message of Guide, he says, and the Holy Spirit always speaks of the Word. Now, just to pause there for a minute, again, this theme, what are we looking at? Completion and perfection. That what he's working in this hour, bringing us to that state. He says, I have many things to tell you. You cannot understand it, but when he comes, when the guide comes, the Holy Spirit, he'll guide you to it. Now listen, he says, that's the reason the coming of the seals. All right, so let's just kind of go over this slowly. God perfecting his church, bringing us into that final state. At the finishing of the seventh seal, the mystery of God should be finished. To know who God is, what he is, how he lives, his nature, his being. Isn't that beautiful? So God, help us to move away from, sometimes we have such a factual approach to these things and we read these things and we're so familiar with them. But I said, Lord, renew, quicken, and stir up our hearts in these things, the reality of what's taken place in this hour, what you're doing. He did not bring these things. We'll just read a little further. It's not so that I can know facts. It's bringing us into his very image and likeness. And not until this day, not until this ministry, this hour, the opening of these seals, could this happen. We're so blessed. He says, let's just read that over again. He says, that's the reason the coming of the seals, at the finishing of the seventh seal, the mystery of God should be finished. To know who God is, what he is, how he lives, his nature, his being. That's beautiful, but he doesn't stop there. Let's keep going. He says, you, all right, so this translates to me, it translates to you. These mysteries given, this mystery finished, is all about you and me. He says, you're supposed to be all the way up here by that time. See? Now listen, it brings us. What brings us? Seven seals. The mystery of God being finished. Brings us into the full stature of sons and daughters of God. A church that's washed in the blood of Christ. That's bought without money. It is paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. Isn't that beautiful? Just reminds me, I was going to read this. Bear with me, I'm going to read this from my phone because I didn't get into my notes in time. but that just, what dawned on my heart there was so beautiful is Ephesians 5. And we know that's familiar, but let me read that in the Amplified. Husbands, love your wives. Now this is just rich. So this again is the Amplified. Husbands, love your wives. Listen, seek the highest good for her and surround her with a caring, unselfish love. Lord, help me, help us. That's good. Just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her so that he might sanctify the church, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word of God. Not in any other day until this day. Think of that. The reality and the depth and the fullness of these things. Could this happen? So that in turn he might present the church to himself in glorious splendor without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. There she is. Like he said, he's not going to have leave her partway undone or anything like that. And there's not going to be a spot. There's not going to be a wrinkle. You're going to be perfect, complete, without any spot or wrinkle. Amen. So let's just keep reading that. Without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy, set apart for God and blameless. Amen. I just think that's beautiful. So we know, again, going back to that previous, what Brother Brandon was talking about, the mystery of God should be finished. So we know Revelations 10:7, don't we? But how much do we think about it in relation to me? In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets. The mystery of God, who he is. And I just love that because he takes it into us. Because you're a part of that. You're a part of that mystery. You're a part of him. You're a part of his plan. So that has everything to do with you, with the finishing, I believe, of that bride, that perfect word being given to make the bride ready to complete her. Again, let's, Lord, help us, don't look at these things factually, historically, but personally. This is me. This involves me. This is what he's doing in me today. It's so beautiful. Don't you love him? Looking unto Jesus, Hebrews 12:2, the author and the finisher of our faith. This is I love this. So Matt, just a quote here from Uniting Time and Sign. He's kind of talking about this, or at least starting out with the great mystery of God being finished. But watch where he takes us. Watch what he does with this. He says, "What a day! What a time we're living in! This great mystery of God being finished, bringing in the Godhead, showing what it is, these little isms that and went off and made him this, and somebody made him this, and somebody made him that. But the angel of the Lord come down and brought up all their isms and pulled out the truth of it and presented it. And here it is, just as perfect as it can be, no other way. See, serpent seed, all these different things mysteriously amongst the people. What is it? It's what is this sign? What's he doing? It's to unite." So I think that's so rich, because to think just for a minute, if we're talking about perfection, how could we not think about, I'm not complete without him. He's not complete without his body. So it's that uniting, that coming together of headship in the body. So again, what is it? He says to unite. That's what's going on. He says, what did he say in Malachi 4 would restore? Restore back the original Pentecostal faith. Back to the people with the same Pentecostal message, the same Pentecostal sign, the same Pentecostal evidence, same God, same power, same teaching, everything just exactly with the vindication of the same pillar of fire that struck Saul down on the road. You know, he's so good to us. In this day, how many ways has he given us in proofs? You know, he didn't have to allow tapes. He did not have to allow photographs, but, you know, to be developed before this time or after, you know, we could have skipped it. That could have come 10 years from now. But look at his grace. Look at what all he's done to show and to prove himself. Pictures, the naming of Brother Branham, seven. I mean, just on and on. There's so many things that he's done. There's no excuse. He's so good to us. But again, where does he take this again? Same pillar, same pillar five, all these things uniting. So now listen to this. He says, we see nations uniting, we see the world uniting, churches uniting, we see the bride uniting. Uniting with the word. There is our perfection right there. There's our completion. He says, why? The word is God. And as the word, he said, as the bridegroom being the word and the bride being the hearer of the word, they come together in a union. Isn't that just so simple but so rich? He says they unite like a wedding. They're getting ready for the wedding and they become one. The word becomes you. You become the word. Oh, Jesus said, at that day you'll know all the Father is, I am. And all I am, you are. And all you are, I am. In that day, you'll know. The Father and me and I and you and me. He says, at that day, what day? This day. We found it, the great hidden mystery of God being revealed. Again, I just pray, Lord, stir up our hearts in this reality. Don't let us fall asleep. Don't let us get so wound up in the affairs and the things that are... Yes, the world's falling apart. Yeah, it's getting real ugly. It's kind of worse by the day. And sure, we can see maybe prophecies and things maybe coming to pass and being fulfilled. There's no question. But Lord, give us spiritual eyesight. That our eyes would be fixed on this. That we would be so in tune with you in this, again, this drama that's happening. That we're a part of what he's doing in his bride right now, bringing us. What's my expectation? What am I looking for? Do I really believe this, that he's doing this right now in me, that he's perfecting us? So again, to see ourselves in that word, interwoven throughout of it, the mystery of God being finished, that involves you. That includes you. You're a part of it because he's writing that word on your heart. That word was brought to transform a people, to change a people, to give us his mind, to give us his character, like he said earlier. It's grace. It's beautiful. Amen. So let's kind of get that. We'll just keep moving on here. Now I want to pause there just for a minute, but because this just, as we were reading Hebrews 6, verse 1, just those words, let us go on to perfection. And I just to stop there for just a minute, because I think those words, let us go on, are so key. If I'm here tomorrow, let me go on. If I'm here the day after, let me go on. Keep moving. Keep walking with that pillar of fire. Again, we're not here to be spectators. We're not here to be couch pew potatoes. But walking with that Holy Spirit, that pillar of fire every day. Let us go on each day, right? He told us footsteps means possession. Are we walking? Am I moving? Am I making that forward progress? If I'm walking with Him, I will be. But again, there's a careful, I think, sober examination we always have to keep before us. Lord, am I in that place walking with You? Am I moving? Am I, you know, Paul, I love Paul. You know, what a man, what a ministry. But we can see that in Philippians 3. He said the same thing. This one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth unto always striving forward, always pushing forward. Let us go on to perfection. It's a process. It's a journey. And each day I believe that we're here, He's got more for us. I love, it is also, this is Paul in 1 Corinthians 9:24. He says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. Lord, help us. Well, it's grace. It is grace. But if that grace is there, if the grace is working, I believe that's going to be that motivating factor driving us forward, pushing us forward constantly, new and different each day. The outward man perishes, but the inward man is renewed day and day. So let us go on to perfection. Let's keep moving, church. And again, for me, that's just so sobering, is in Numbers 32. That you don't have to turn there, but just that example where the children of Israel, I forget which tribe it was. There was, I think, one of the tribes. They were getting close to the promised land, hadn't crossed over, and they said, you know what? We like this land. It's very suitable for our cattle, for our families. We're very comfortable. This works. This is just fine. Watch out. Watch out. We don't do that spiritually speaking. I think I'm just good right here. I'm going to camp. I'm going to settle down. This is everything's okay. No. Keep moving. Keep going. He has more for you. If you're here tomorrow, He's got more for you. So keep walking. Keep pressing on and following Him. Amen. Just wanted to touch on that. But moving on again to perfection. This is just so rich. Touching on a few more things here. This is in the message, God's provided place of worship. He says the church will come through justification, through Luther, through sanctification, through Wesley, through the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and the Pentecostals will go right. And, he says, and then he says, and, I like this, and go right on into the perfection of the Son of Man. Into the perfection of the Son. I like that. So again, this is very personal, this ministry in this day. My perfection associated with Him, with His ministry of this day. That when the husband and wife will be the self same persons, God will be so manifested into His bride, His church. They will both be the same. They are one. Now you see where we're at. And I say again, Lord, just keep stirring up our hearts. Keep revealing these things. Reveal deeper. I love what I see, but Lord, I'm sure there's more. Take me deeper into that revelation. Take me higher and further. I just love that. Of all, we read in Acts 1, all that Jesus began to do, but is He finishing that work? And is it involving you and me? Are we a part of this great drama? I believe we are by His grace. This is in the Message, the Messiah. He says, now listen, that's true. God called messiahs. God called us and we become kings and priests unto God. Like Jesus was God's priest. We become lesser, a lesser priest. Jesus was God. God in fullness dwelt in him to shine forth the expression of God to the world. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. And as God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, he didn't stop there. God comes into his church and anoints him some messiahs. Oh my, do you see it? The same things he did is in his church. The same power he had is in his church. And his church becomes his dominion. And he's king over his dominion. There we go. There's the reality. That's what, don't you feel that pulsating calling? Perfection's not in a group. Perfection's not in a place. It's all these things are happening in him. Don't you love that? His church becomes his dominion, and he's king over this dominion. And we are kings and priests offering spiritual sacrifices to God, the fruit of our lips giving praise to his name. Oh my, there you are. Messiahs. Little messiahs, little anointed ones. Anointed off of what? The main one. Anointed off the great one. I just love that. I think these things just so encourage and stimulating. And if I give you some homework, do me a favor. Just savor these things and meditate them on with me in your hearts. Two words. Just go into, because I just picked out a couple, but look up headship. I think there's about 32 different hits on headship. And we'll kind of get to one of them in a minute. But then look up that and look up messiahs. There's just really beautiful, rich substance there. So just, that's your homework. Take home, and when you have time and you're a little quiet time, just meditate on those things, because both of those are so rich. Amen. So let us go on, brothers and sisters. Let us go on to perfection. I think that's just so stimulating. And I think as I was meditating on that, you know, you think of perfection. So many different things come out of the scriptures, come in into my heart and into my mind. And, you know, do we look at ourselves? Do we expect somehow perfection is something I can obtain or do? Or I hope that's not a part of our thinking. It shouldn't be. But it's a person. Perfection is him. You talk about perfect anything, and it's immediately you're talking him, not me. Perfect faith, it's him. Perfect love, it's him. And it's grace. So as we're looking at this and we're talking about coming into pleasing, it's that, again, as we read, blending with him. Headship uniting with the body. That's what we're talking about. I believe that's what he is doing. I just wanted to read this one section. I know this, we'd love to read the whole chapter. We know it. But 1 Corinthians 13 says, for we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. I like that. I believe, are we in that transition period where that man, I think that's Jesus Christ, he's the one. It's his thinking, his speaking. It's not ours. The childish stuff of man has got to go, but it's going to give way to his thinking, his speaking. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Oh my goodness, isn't that rich? Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am known. Are we coming into that? Is that the lie ahead? I believe so. We're going to experience these things. Again, what an hour. What a drama. What a time. Isn't this a blessing? Wake up. Wake up, church. Let's encourage ourselves by his grace. Just dig into these things. Fall in love with him. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing he's doing. Just a few more as we, again, moving on here. Ephesians 3:19. Excuse me. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. You believe that? Is he doing that? And then the next chapter, till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Again, it's all in him, the body uniting with the head, all things in Christ. And not in any other day. No, could not happen until this day. So again, what a time, what a drama, what a beautiful, beautiful thing. Is our hearts and our lives and our vision in tune with him? Kids, young people, is this making any sense? If I could give you my little summary of what did Eliana, what did Brother Jesse preach on tonight? It's this, God, in this hour, this great drama, this great redemption plan, it involves me. And through the ministry of Malachi 4, the word opened up and manifested in this hour, God is bringing to completion his whole plan of redemption, and he's bringing us as a, in that process to that finished state, back to Eden, back into perfection. Amen. God have with that dominion and rulership, headship over his church. We're so blessed. Amen. Just one more thing here. Let's see. I think this is from Spoken Word is the Original Seed. Oh my, that's... Got to break that one down and just... I mean, so many of them, paragraph by paragraph, and savor them. He says, and I know you guys are quoting these in your hearts as I read this, because there's some of these are very familiar. But he says, then from a little group of the true seed of the word, God will present Christ, a beloved bride, a virgin of his word, and through them, listen to this. There it is again, right there. This isn't just head knowledge. This isn't factual. It's God doing a great thing, and it's in and through you and me. He says, let me read that again. From a little group of the true seed of the word, God will present Christ, a beloved bride, a virgin of his word, and through them, through you, through me, will be fulfilled. Listen to this. Will be fulfilled all that has been promised for his word in the virgin who knows no man-made creeds or dogmas. Do you think of that? God's, his great desires on his people, on his church, what he's trying to do, even this very day, what he's trying to express and manifest. He's saying, this will be, through them and by them, will be fulfilled all that has been promised for his word in the virgin who knows no man-made creeds or dogmas. Grace, isn't that rich? Now he moves on. He says the word of promise in himself, like it was in Mary, God himself made manifest. He will act by his own word of promise, so to fulfill all that has been written of him, as he did when he came from the virgin womb. He says, type of the Spirit now, so the virgin now accepting his word. There we are. That's you and me. I've received that seed into my heart. I've received him, that word. Be it unto me as thou hast said, though it was said by an angel while it was yet written in the words. He says, now listen, he says, they love him. They love his and will have his potentials. For he is their head, and they are his subjects. Subject to his head, the headship of Christ was his. He says, now notice what harmony. Jesus never did anything until the Father, or the Father showed him first. Harmony between God and Christ. See John 5:19. So will the bride, as he shows her his word of life, he shows her and she receives it. She never doubts it. Nothing can harm her, not even death. For if the seed be planted, the water will raise it up again. Amen. I got a great big hallelujah. He says, here is the secret. The word is... where? The word is in the bride. Isn't that beautiful? The oneness, the union The Word is in the bride, and the mind of Christ to know what he wants done with the Word. And she does it in his name. She has thus saith the Lord. Then it's germatized. So the Holy Spirit waters it until it's grown and serves its purpose. Amen. This Word is life. It's alive, brothers and sisters. It's happening. I just love that. The Holy Spirit waters it until it grows, it's grown and serves its purpose. He's going to have that finished product, that finished, perfect bride. Amen. And we're a part of that. We're a part of this great drama. We're a part of the cast. What a time. Lord, stir up our hearts. Revive our hearts. Your appearing and the manifestation of yourself in this day, taking us now into this final act where you're bringing yourself again into the body, manifested in your body. Amen. Perfection, brothers and sisters. He's doing it. He's doing it right now. I believe that. Bringing us into that state. Oh, there's a lot more. That's just a quick kind of glance at it, really. Just a few scriptures and things the Lord put on my heart. But, you know, what is it? It's him subduing all things to himself. As I think that's, let's turn over there real quick. Philippians chapter 3. Is that right? God perfecting his church. Yes. Here we go. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20 says, for our conversation, I like that. Remember what that is? Our citizenship, my real identity, your real identity. Who you are, who you're a part of. It's up there. It's not down here. So I'll say it again. God, help us get our eyes off this world. Forget the dramas. Forget the media. Let's tune into this great drama, what he's doing right now. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence we also look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that might be fashioned like unto his glorious body. Here we go, right here. According to the working whereby he is able to subdue all things to himself. There we go. Bringing all those things under his headship, all under his dominion, all under his control. Amen. So he has that perfect rulership, that complete preeminence. We know Christ, the mystery of God revealed. That's that threefold purpose, that threefold plan. And it involves you and it involves me, and he's doing it now. So again, just my little message tonight, but I say, Lord, stimulate our hearts anew. These things that don't let us look at these scriptures. Again, Revelations 10, the mystery of God being finished. Yeah, I know it's going on. It was for me. It's happening in here because that word has been broken forth and it's taking on human flesh again right here. All these things. God, renew, revive our hearts. Take us deeper into this revelation. I believe that there's more for us. Let us go on to perfection. Let's keep going, keep moving by his grace, digging deeper and deeper into these eternal, beautiful, glorious things. Amen. You love him? Couldn't help but think of that scripture just in closing. Those that love his appearing. Don't you love him? Love his appearing. What a beautiful time. What a beautiful hour. And with all this in view, I couldn't help but think of Psalm 29. We'll just close with that. Psalm 29, verse 1 and 2 says, give unto the Lord. Think of that. You give unto him. You have something you can give to him that he's wants, that he's looking for and longing, I believe. You give to him. What? Give unto the Lord, it says, Almighty. Give unto him glory and strength. Give unto him the glory that's due his name. Why? Because we see by your grace, our eyes have been opened. We see what you're doing. We see that we're a part of this, and it's beautiful. And in the love affair, yes, I say, Lord, I give you the glory. I give you the strength. What a beautiful appearing. What a beautiful message. What a beautiful word. Don't you love him? Don't you love his presence? Don't you love this word, what it's working in us? It's the final acts, the final stages of this drama, and you're a part of it. Let's wake up. Let's tune into that eternal dimension, that reality. the perfection, the completion, all that he's working in this hour. His word's going to do it. I have confidence in it. Amen. I could keep going. Acts 20, it comes to mind. I think verse 35, he says, Paul, I have confidence in that word that it's going to do. It's going to take you. I'm sorry, we'll turn there. So, I love this. Is that right? Yes, Paul in verse 32, he says, and now, brethren, I commend you to God in the word of his grace, the word of his grace. I like that. Which is able to what? Build you up and give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. This word, a confidence in that. I believe that, what this word is doing in us in this hour. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just bow before you, Lord. You're just awestruck, Lord, by your grace, your majesty, that you have, Lord, placed us in this hour, and by your grace opened our eyes, not just opened our eyes, but what you're doing in us and allowing us to be partakers of in this day. It's beautiful, Lord. We love you, and we just want more of it and more of you, Lord. We pray now that you'd bless these things, these words broken up, Lord, just trusting that you would minister to hearts. Lord, encourage minds, stimulate and stir up your people, and do that in me, Father, each one of us. Just break us out of the doldrums of Laodicea, the busyness and the all the different affairs. Lord, just let us be so in tune with you, I pray, in love with you, what you're doing right now, Lord. Grant it, we pray, just be glorified when we give you all thanks and praise. Ask your blessings now on this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's just, if you would stand with me, let's just worship the Lord. I was thinking, he became me so that I might become him by grace. He became me so that I might become him by grace. He became me so that I might become him by grace. Took my place so that I through his love could take it. He became me so that I might become him by grace. Sing it one more time. Just make love to him. He became me so that I might become him by grace. He became me so that I might become him by grace. Take it so that I might become him by grace. Wow, the depth and the reality of those words. Think of that. Not become almost him, not become a little bit like him, but become him. Oh my goodness, no wonder that headstone, that capstone coming down with shoutings, crying, grace, grace. Amen. Blessed be his name. Amen. And Brother Greg, would you just close tonight?
Thank you. Amen. Yeah, praise the Lord. Just love the word tonight. Amen. I just think in Hebrews 6, you're right, brother. Going on to perfection, that word actually translates, it's not a state, it's a person. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
That's what it is. It's a person. And it's Him. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just see You come and just continue to break the Word to us and hold it before us and wave it before us again and again and again. We feel our spirits being lifted up. We feel things that we've heard, Father, there's anointing, there's an quivering, Lord. It's coming just like the light shining on that dewdrop. It's quivering. It's being called upward. That's what we're feeling, Lord. We're feeling it in ourselves, Father. And Lord, I agree. Amen. To occupy ourselves in these things, Lord, that translate us, oh God, from this dimension into that. Father, we're thankful that You are indeed in control of all things. And as Your prophet said, as we behold the Word,
yes,
we become the Word.
Amen.
And so that is what we need to occupy ourselves with. Lord, thank You for the encouraging Word tonight. Thank You, Lord. Help us, Lord, just to keep rising ever upward. Each heart here, Lord, bless each one, Father.
Amen.
We ask this in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.